off season.
You don't know what's going to happen here. You don't know. But as far as yourself, I mean, you could show up here in September for training camp and be the number one goalie. I mean, are you ready for that challenge?
I think I'm ready. I've been feeling pretty comfortable when I get back-to-back starts and stuff like that. So I think I'm ready, and I don't know. We'll see what happens here.
How important were those last 8-10 games for you? You were a different guy on the ice. You were the guy you've always said you wanted to be.
Yeah, they're obviously very, very huge for me. I could prove myself and everyone else I still can play in this league, I guess. So those games were huge for me.
Did you think when you went into that New Jersey game that if you didn't have a good performance there, you might be out of here? Was it that dire at that point?
Yeah, honestly, I probably had my I was probably backed up to the wall there that night, so I probably had I need a good effort that night, so I'm pretty happy I came out strong from that night.
Did you learn a lot from the experience? I mean, you've had your ups, you've had your downs. As you think back now, have you taken a lot from the experience you've had the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've been growing a lot, and I learned a lot from this season and from last season too. So, but it is you always learn from experience, and I'm just trying to build on this season here for next year.
As Ryan says, he doesn't know what's going on. He may be here, he may not. Whatever. Is it tough? Because I know you're friends with Ryan, but yet you want to be a number one goalie. So does that make it tough?
It is kind of tough, actually. I want to play more, and I my goal is to be a starter one day in NHL. And right now Ryan is a starter here, and it's kind of hard to take the job from him from here. So we'll see what happens. I can't really say too much about it right now. It is what it is.
Why do you think you were better those last few games? Technically, it looked like you were a lot calmer in the crease, not flopping and running around as much. Did you kind of quiet your game down a little, do you think?
Yeah, a little bit. I probably felt a little bit more comfortable, and I just tried to go out there and just play, not much about everything around me and stuff like that.
How much better was Ron for you than Lindy? It seemed like Ron had a confidence factor in you that Lindy never found.
Well, Lindy probably had a lot of confidence in me 2 years ago or whatever it was when he played me a couple of games back-to-back and stuff like that. So that was good. And when Ron came in, I just had that game in New Jersey. I played well, and I don't think I played a bad game since Ron took over. So pretty happy about that.
Could you see things, like when you looked at taping your games, when things weren't going well for you, could you look at it and maybe sit with you and say, yeah, I can't do that, or I got to change this or whatever to make your game better?
Yeah, I mean, the games I played bad, I just felt scared and I wasn't comfortable, and I just like played on my heels. I need to play a little bit more aggressive and stuff like that. So that's something I learned from it, and something I need to remember here for the future.
Thank you very much.
I don't know according to media, yeah, but I haven't heard anything personally.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys on Monday.